Matt Greenwood on KJFF Sports Talk. Yes, it is Viking Voices, sponsored by McDonald's. Tasty breakfast fast, where your Egg McMuffin is always made with a freshly cracked egg. Another great reason to wake up to the favorites you love. And today we're speaking to Kevin Mulder. He's the Jefferson College Vikings baseball coach and first-year head coach of Jefferson College. And he was announced as the new coach back over the summertime. And well, he's had had the rest of the summer and the fall and early part of the winter, I guess, to sort of get settled in and get this baseball team ready for another run at the JUCO World Series. So, Coach, we'll dive into a little bit about the expectations for this season and some of the players a little bit later here. But I just kind of want to focus on you first and just sort of how the move back to this area has been for you and your family and just sort of how the players have responded to you as their new coach.
Well, thanks for having me on, Matt, first of all. And the move back's been great from a personal standpoint. It's, I'm from the area, and my wife and kids are certainly happy to be back. And from a team standpoint, it's been good. You know, obviously inherited a really good group of guys and a lot of good returning players that just a really good mindset, and it really is a special group. So that has shown up well before we ever got on the field, and and then certainly wasn't disappointed when we got onto the field either. So it's been a lot of fun and a great start to things.
All right, very cool. And I know baseball is at this stage, it's, well, maybe even at any stage, it's sort of a year-round thing. Maybe you're not playing game. Obviously, you're not playing games year-round. But there's getting stronger, faster, that sort of thing. If you're a pitcher, increasing that velocity, working on fine-tuning some of your pitches and your repertoire a little bit. And for hitters, it's increasing your contact rate, your power a little bit. Getting faster on the bases, that sort of thing. And then on defense, fine-tuning your defensive skills and all that jazz. So, like I said, you got signed on as the new coach over the summer, and I believe fall baseball was played this year by maybe not the entire team, but some of the guys. Can you kind of take us through what's been going on with the baseball program since you've been the head coach?
Yeah, we play a full fall season, and the fall season for us is twofold. It's you get to know the team and you work on coming together as a group and improving the individuals, but also at this level, at the junior college level, it's a huge time for the guys to gain exposure and with our track record and great history, we had an awful lot of four-year schools and pro scouts out to see us play. I think we had over 20 scouts at multiple games this fall, and we had a pro scout at every single game we played. So that just kind of speaks to what's gone on here before and the group that we have here for this year. The quality of player that we have. So it was an exciting fall, a lot of fun, and overall we played extremely well.
Now, Coach Mulder, I know in college baseball, but especially in junior college baseball, when you got guys coming for one, maybe 2 years at the most, there's a lot of turnover, a lot of newcomers, a lot of people leaving, and there were a lot of great pieces from last year's baseball team that set the record for most wins in the Jefferson College baseball program history. Some of those guys moved on to other colleges, and then you get an influx of new guys, your recruits that sort of come in a little bit and sort of join the mix. Can you kind of go over for us some of the guys that are new, the new faces to this Jefferson College baseball team?
Yeah, sure. And that's how it is, and that's how it works at college baseball. But especially at the junior college level, because you're never going to have a guy really for more than 2 years. The rare instance you'll have a guy for three if there's a red shirt for some reason. But we do have some really good new players, both transfer and freshmen. And one guy that I know pretty well that transferred in, who played for me at Murray State last year, was Grant Wood. He was the Ohio Valley Freshman of the Year and a Freshman All-American, and really had a really good season at the Division I level, and got to play in the Alaskan Summer League. And he is already signed at Missouri State this fall, and he should have a really big impact on the team this year. So we're excited about having him. A lot of talented freshmen. Let's see here. You know, Adam Parker, left-handed pitcher from Canada, had a, an extremely good fall. He's a left-hander that has a very good chance to make the, you know, the conference rotation. He's a guy that, you know, he can really pitch a little, needs to put on some weight, but when he does, he's got a chance moving forward to have a special career. So he's a guy we're really excited about. We have a couple right-handers, Trevor Teets and Ethan Axman are tall, lanky right-handers that can pitch, and they got a lot of upside and have potential to be draft picks. Reed Hendrickson, right-handed pitcher, actually the son of Darren Hendrickson, who's the head baseball coach at St. Louis U, who I actually played for in junior college and then worked for at St. Louis U. And he's exactly what you'd expect coach's son to be like. Can really pitch, three quality pitches for a strike anytime, and competes and is a heady player. Got a left-hand pitcher named Devin Turbrack from Perryville that we're excited about, that has some upside, a little bit green, but I think is going to be a no-doubt Division I guy down the line. And from a positional player standpoint, and I hate doing this because I know I'm going to miss guys, but Pate Fullerton, I expect to be our starting shortstop, a freshman out of Arkansas. Again, coach's son, really heady player. You know, if you like hard-nosed baseball, this is going to be your favorite guy on the team. He just a gritty, dirtbag type guy. Knows how to handle the bat, very steady hands, and left-handed hitter, can bunt for hits, hit and run, and does a lot of the little stuff extremely, extremely well. First baseman named Matt Dunham that we're excited about, that can really swing the bat, that's got a chance to crack the starting lineup. We got a couple other transfers as well. Nick LaGouche, talented right-handed pitcher from St. Louis U, was St. Louis University's best freshman pitcher last year, and he's with us, and he has a great chance to have a high-impact role, whether it be as a starter or a closer or kind of like an Andrew Miller type, maybe, kind of bridge guy or swing role, if you will, out of the bullpen. Dimitri Frank, who was one of Central Missouri's best relievers last year. I feel like he's a Division I arm. He transferred in. So, and I know I'm certain. Oh, Leo Markotic, Canadian third baseman, great athlete, can really play all over the field. He's going to have a big year for us offensively. Really, really hard worker. You know, so excited about him. I would say he's a no doubt Division I guy. You know, and I know I'm leaving some guys off, and there's some other ones that are pretty, you know, going to have great careers here. But we are excited about this freshman class. It is no doubt a very talented group.
Yeah, Coach. I mean, last year was a fun year, and there are so many good guys. You know, Joey Pollock, Jacob Kaluzniak, Justin Perkins. I mean, guys that just knew how to hit and play their positions pretty well. And as you and I both mentioned, you know, there's a lot of turnover, a lot of new guys and other guys leaving and all that stuff. So, you know, I've actually talked to some people at Jeffco, you know, maybe like softball coach Tony Cook and your assistant coach, Coach Tony Underwood. And the one thing that they told me is pitching is going to be fantastic this year. And based on all the guys that you just reeled off there, it does seem that way, especially when you have a returner like Jason Rackers and Riley Boyd coming back to sort of lead that rotation a little bit. Talk about the guys that were on last year's team that are still with this, or, you know, are going to be back with you guys this year, and kind of, you know, how much you're sort of leaning on them throughout the rest of this offseason leading up to the start of the season, about, you know, the right way to go about, you know, winning baseball games for Jefferson College.
Well, I can't say enough about the sophomore class. You know, the day I first met a couple of those individuals was during the interview process. And, you know, being in the coaching world, you know, I'd seen all these guys play before and knew kind of what was going on with a lot of them. I believe we had 7 or 8 guys, sophomores on this year's team, that got Division I offers and good ones this summer and decided to return for their sophomore season here. And it's because they want to make a run at winning a national championship and returning to the Grand Junction and seeing what can become of it. So it's a really determined group and a special group. Obviously, you know, Jason Rackers gets a lot of the accolades. He's, you know, I think the number 4 prospect in junior college baseball. And with good reason, he has a lot of upside and a big time strike thrower with good velocity and, you know, at 6'7" and extremely athletic. It's a rare combination.
It's almost unfair, Coach Mulder, to everyone else, isn't it, that you guys have Jason Rackers?
Well, he, you know, like everyone, you know, he's a guy we've got a challenge and he needs to. He has things he needs to get better at, and he's done a good job of getting better at it. So I think hopefully he'll be even better than he was last year, which is exciting. And I mean, that pitching staff, there's just so many returns. Austin Hicks is a guy that flies a little bit under the radar somehow. He went 10-1 last year. Just great strike thrower. 3-pitch mix, ton of strikes, and, you know, unquestionably one of the leaders of the team. Austin Sheely, you throw right in that mix as well. Ton of upside with him. I think he's gotten a lot better since last year. And he's like Jason a little bit. He's, you know, a big guy, 6'8", but a good athlete. It would not shock me if he's taken a jump since last year or even since this fall. He did a great job this off season and kind of refined his slider a little bit and has always had the good splitter. But he's a borderline draftable guy as well. So he's going to get there. It's just, you know, whether it's this spring or a year or 2 years from now, I think he'll eventually get his shot at Pro Bowl as well. Adam Link is a guy that started and relieved last year, had a really good fall. You know, he's a guy that's, you know, upper 80s, 91, and big-time strike thrower and has a good breaking ball. You mentioned Riley. Riley was also listed in the top prospect list that came out for junior college prospects. And, boy, Riley has looked extremely well for good since coming back from break. And I think in his first bullpen, he was up to 93, which is – that's considered mid-season form. And that was his first bullpen, and he was doing that.
Nice.
So he's a guy that you know, a lot of scouts are coming to meet with, and he's so athletic. He's got a good upside and has done a good job and works extremely hard. And let's see here. Got a couple left-handers back. Christian Stelling, is a guy that, had the injury bug a little bit last year and a little bit this fall, but is healthy now, so we're excited about him. Noah Skaggs is back, left-handed pitcher. He's in for his third year. An two experienced left-handed pitchers is always nice to have. Trying to make sure I didn't leave out. I probably left out a really good one too. The pitching staff is extremely deep, and that'll certainly be one of the strengths, if not the strength, at the ball club.
Yeah, well, Coach, I can't really fault you for forgetting some people just because you probably have a roster, I would say, about 30 players or so.
I think 37.
Yeah, that's a lot of guys to remember. So I think you've remembered about 95% of them. So kudos to you on that. But all right, Coach. Well, I do want to, take a break here and then come back and do another segment with you. Regarding expectations for the season and kind of looking up and down the schedule, some of the opponents that jump out to you right off the bat, and just sort of talk about the expectations for this team moving forward. Maybe another trip to the JUCO World Series, certainly a high possibility there. So would you mind sticking around?
Sure, absolutely.
All right, we're speaking to Kevin Mulder. He is the head baseball coach at Jefferson College, and this is Viking Voices powered by McDonald's. We'll be back in just a few minutes.